Hi guys, I'm back reading from Love, the Real Word of God. We're in Division by Gender, and I'm going to start at verse 95. Individual salvation brings forth salvation of the human race as one collective body. In reference to relationships, perception has nothing to do with gender. Relationships are two people with the same voids attracting each other with those common voids for the purpose of lessons and individual soul ascension. The Holy Bible has also taught that relationships are part of the Word of God, which is another manipulation to keep humanity individually searching for another to complete them. In believing that it is God's Word to be married to another forever is to subconsciously force the belief that one is not whole within themselves. Every relationship, unless each individual is already awakened to these truths, is a joining of two souls that crave for another to fill their internal voids. Therefore, every relationship is built upon a foundation of non-spoken expectations of one another. When a relationship is built upon any other foundation besides love, beginning with love for self, it will bring an energy opposite of genuine love to each individual. Relationships create space for expectations of gender roles to be fulfilled. Relationships, if not between two souls whole within themselves, will prohibit the soul from fully expressing itself, sequentially leading to unhappiness and unfulfillment within each individual. Division and expectations amongst gender must now be acknowledged as unnatural, so that individuals may begin to step out of the prison of expectations their souls have been placed in. Every human being has been taught to seek what already resides within them. Every human being has been taught to seek love and acceptance from an outside source, without understanding that in order to attract it, one must first love and accept themselves. Every human being that is seeking love from another is truly seeking their own love. The definition of a man and a woman is only descriptive of the physical body. The physical body, however, is not definitive of one of the soul. Therefore, gender should not play a role in determining if one's soul loves another. Gender has nothing to do with love. Sex also has nothing to do with love. We have been taught that when you love a person, sex is an obligation to that loving relationship. This is a lie. Genuine love is an energy, the strongest, most powerful energy available to the human race, and requires no physical obligations. The Bible has taught that they are one and the same for many manipulative reasons. First, marriage, nor obligation of a physical relationship, confirms or solidifies the energy of genuine love is present. The core of the human race is energy, therefore, knows no gender. If one soul has a genuine love for another soul, and their physical bodies happen to be the same gender, this is not shameful. Where the shame has been taught is in the physical actions of joining two bodies of the same gender. The real word of God is, joining of two bodies isn't required to show love from one soul to another. The human race was meant to be free in the energy of God, that is love. How can the human race bring the energy of God to earth when man has placed rules upon whom this energy should be given to? Every human being possesses the energy of creation, the energy of God, but has been manipulated into keeping that energy limited. God is only love. In love, there is no judgment and no limitations. For one soul to love another, physical connection isn't required. For one soul to love another, certain genders are not required. For one soul to love another, certain races, religions, and colors are not required. All division taught to the human race was taught to keep humanity from the freedom and love that they were created to experience on earth. Again, to accept division amongst genders is to accept all division amongst mankind, including race and religion. If one does not condone division amongst color and religion, one must not accept division amongst gender. One must release themselves of the limitations placed upon them pertaining to their gender. When one acknowledges that every human being possesses equal amounts of the same energy, one can then acknowledge the beauty that exists in all. When one knows who they are, they will not strive to prove their capability of fulfilling the role placed upon the opposite gender. When one knows who they are, they will know that they are capable of everything every other human being is. When one knows who they are, one will understand that there is a purpose on this earth that only they can serve. when one acknowledges the importance of their purpose, one will not strive to be accepted for playing the role expected of them by others who don't know the truths of this life. Gender was created for physical procreation on the planet Earth, nothing more. To fear same gender joining, in fear of procreation ceasing, is another fear cast upon the human race by those in power through media. The awakened that speak of the joining of the same genders ending procreation are not awakened at all, but rather still puppets in the show called life. They are spreading the fear that those in control want them to spread, because again, fear is opposite of God, opposite of love. In fear, the human race will be led to its demise. In individual love for self, the human race will find salvation. Pertaining to gender, there is no division, only necessary components for physical creation. Gender, just like every other physical attribute, has nothing to do with a soul and its purpose. And that is the end of that chapter. The next section is called the Holy Bible. So I will start on that next. Y'all have a good day.